Welcome to this beginner masterclass on Old School Rewind Moment Swing in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're going to build one of those classic drum and bass drop tricks that instantly gives a tune attitude. It's that little moment where the groove seems to lean back, hesitate for a split second, and then snap forward again. Not a full stop, not a huge breakdown, more like a micro drop in momentum. That's what makes it feel rude, human, and proper old school. If you've heard Jungle, Rollers, or darker 170 tracks where the drums seem to almost rewind before the drop comes back in harder, that's the vibe we're chasing. And the great thing is, you can do this inside Ableton with stock tools, even if you're a beginner. We're going to keep it simple and musical. The goal is not just to create a cool edit. The goal is to make the rewind feel like part of a real arrangement, so it actually works in a drop and not just as a loop trick. First, set your project to 174 BPM. That's a really solid DNB tempo, and it gives us a strong starting point for Jungle, Rollers, and darker styles. Now build a basic 8-bar foundation. You want a simple drum groove, a bass track, and maybe a return track for a little delay or reverb later if you need it. Don't overcomplicate things yet. This lesson works best when the groove is clear. Start with your drums. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Add a kick pattern that supports the rhythm. If you have a breakbeat loop, great. If not, you can build something basic with a drum rock using kick, snare, hats, and maybe a chopped break layer. The important thing is to get a loop that already moves. Now let's give it that old school feel. Drag your break or top loop into Ableton, or slice it into simpler if you want more control. Then open the groove pool and try a light swing groove. Something subtle is perfect here. You're not trying to make the drum stumble, you're just trying to make them lean. A good starting point is around 20 to 40% groove amount. That usually gives enough movement without losing the tightness. If you want, apply the groove mainly to the break slices or hats first, and keep the kick and snare a little more stable. That contrast is part of the magic. This is a big beginner lesson right here. The groove should feel human, not lazy. If the swing is too heavy, the whole thing loses punch. If it's too stiff, the rewind won't feel special later. So keep it balanced. Now for the main event. We're going to create the rewind moment at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. This is where the drum briefly pulls back, the space opens up, and the next bar feels bigger because of it. There are a few easy ways to do this in Ableton. One method is to edit the audio clip directly. Duplicate your loop across the 8 bars, and then near the end of the phrase, cut the drums short for about an eighth of a bar or a quarter of a bar. Leave a tiny gap. Even a tiny bit of silence can make the restart feel huge. Another way is to automate the drum track volume down very quickly, then bring it right back on the next downbeat. That's a clean beginner move, because it's easy to hear and easy to control. A third option is to add a tiny reversed hit. You could bounce or resample a snare or break fragment, reverse it, and place it right before the groove comes back in. Keep it short and tucked under the main hit so it feels like a cue, not a giant effect. Here's the key idea. Keep the rewind short, usually 1/8 to 1/4 bar is plenty. If you make it too long, the energy drops off too much and the dance floor momentum disappears. Now let's bring in the bass. In DNB, the drums and bass should feel like they're answering each other. So if the drums do a rewind, the bass should either stop, leave space, or come back with a strong reply. You can use Wavetable, Operator, or Drift for this. Keep it simple. For a beginner-friendly approach, use a clean sublayer, and then add a mid-bass layer if you want more character. If you're building your bass from scratch, start with a sine wave or a clean low oscillator for the sub. Keep that mono. On the mid layer, you can use a filter and a little saturation for grit. A low pass around 150 to 400 Hz can help if the sound gets too harsh. And if you want more weight, add a little saturator, but don't overdo it. The bass line should leave space before the rewind. That means maybe the last beat or the last quarter of the bar drops out, or the bass holds a tail instead of playing a busy phrase. Then when the drums come back in, the bass returns with confidence. That contrast is what sells the moment. Think of it like this. Stable groove, a little more movement, then the rewind pullback, then the return hits harder. That's the whole story. If you want the sound to feel more authentic, try resampling your drums. This is a very old school way of working, and it often gives you edits that feel more natural than endless MIDI tweaking. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling, and record 4 to 8 bars of your groove. Once you've recorded it, you can cut the audio at the transients and move little hits around. You can duplicate a snare. You can reverse a tiny fill. You can shift a break fragment slightly earlier or later. These small imperfections are often what make the rewind moment feel real. If you're happy with your drum track, you can also freeze and flatten it, then edit the audio directly. That keeps the workflow simple and helps you commit to decisions, which is usually a good thing in drum and bass. Now let's shape the drum bus a little bit. Group your drums and put a light processing chain on them. EQ8, glue compressor and saturator is a great simple chain. Use EQ8 to clean up any rumble below around 25 or 30 Hz. Then add a little glue compressor, just enough to glue the drums together. You only want a small amount of gain reduction, not heavy compression. Finally, add a little saturator with soft clip on if needed, just to give the drums some bite. For the rewind moment, you can automate a small change. Maybe the drum bus's volume dips by 2 to 4 dB for a tiny moment. Maybe the saturation increases slightly on the return hit. Maybe you dip a filter and then snap it back open. These little movements help the moment feel intentional. You can also use FX to frame the rewind. A tiny delay throw on the last snare before the reset can sound wicked. A short reverb tail can create a little space. An auto filter dip can make the groove feel like it's pulling backward before it springs forward again. Just keep the FX subtle. In DNB, the low end and the punch need to stay clear. The rewind should feel like a highlight, not a wash of effects. A really nice beginner trick is to place the rewind at the end of a phrase, like bar 4, bar 8, or bar 16. That way it feels like punctuation. The listener hears the end of one musical sentence and the start of the next. That's what makes it feel like a proper arrangement choice. And here's a useful coaching note. If the rewind feels weak, it usually means the comeback isn't different enough. So make the return more obvious. Stronger snare, denser kick, bass note on the downbeat, brighter drum tone, a slightly more confident hit. The rebound is what makes the rewind feel good. Also, don't be afraid to repeat the same rewind later in the track. In DNB, repeating a rhythmic gesture can become part of the hook. A second rewind in a different place can make the tune feel more memorable and more DJ-friendly. If you want to go a bit deeper, there are a few cool variations you can try. You could do a half-step rewind by muting only the hats or top loop for a beat, while the snare carries the transition. That feels a bit more subtle and works really well in rollers. You could use a reverse fill landing, by reversing a tiny snare or cymbal slice so it points into the next downbeat. You could add a tiny triplet stumble before the rewind for a more chopped old-school feel. Or you could let the bass play a short pickup note just before the groove returns, which gives the comeback a little extra attitude. For darker or heavier DNB, a mono sub under the rewind helps a lot. Keep the low end locked in. You can also add a slightly distorted mid-bass layer that drops out during the pullback and returns with more drive. That contrast works really well in modern rollers or neuro-leaning material. If you're doing this right, the moment should feel exciting even at low volume. That's a great test. If you can still feel the timing shift quietly, the groove is probably working. So let's recap the big ideas. Keep the swing light and human. Make the rewind short and intentional. Leave space in the bass. Use stock Ableton tools like the Groove Pool, Simpler, Waveitable, Operator, Saturator, Glue Compressor, Echo, and Auto Filter. And arrange the rewind as part of a phrase, not just as a random edit. The whole reason this works in drum and bass is contrast, tension, space, and a hard return. That's the energy. Your practice challenge is simple. Set up a 174 BPM project. Build one basic drum and bass loop. Apply a little groove, and then create one rewind moment at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. Add just one small effects move, like a filter dip, a delay throw, or a short reverb tail. Then listen back once in solo and once with drums and bass together. If it feels like the groove leans back and then slams forward again, you've got it. That's the old school rewind moment swing in Ableton Live 12. Now go make it rude.